AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is about to receive a key endorsement from conservative heavyweight Sarah Palin. The former Alaska governor and former running mate of Senator John McCain in his 2008 bid for the White House is in Ames, Iowa at this hour preparing to endorse the billionaire. Governor Terry Branstad, a Republican who has not endorsed any of the GOP presidential candidates for president, said at a renewable fuels conference today that Iowans should not vote for Ted Cruz because of his failure to support renewable fuels like ethanol. Dr. Ben Carson has canceled campaign events in South Carolina and is flying to Omaha, Nebraska to check on four staffers, one of whom was critically injured today in an accident across the river in Iowa.
One of the vans in Iowa with one of our staffers and three student volunteers hit a patch of ice, flipped on its side, was hit by another vehicle.
The top watchdog for U.S. intelligence agencies says some of the classified emails found on former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's private server were considered more secret than top secret.
Inspector General Charles McCullough, in a letter to members of Congress, says several dozen highly classified emails, including ones containing information on extremely sensitive programs, were found on the home server. Back in August, the Democratic presidential candidate turned over that server to the FBI. She has claimed that she didn't send or receive information that was classified at the time via her personal email account. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Loretta Lynn's new record, her first studio album in more than a decade, likely won't be her last. She says she has a whole house full of kids and grandkids, and she's doing it for them. This is AP Radio News. The White House is voicing confidence that President Obama's immigration actions will be upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Despite losses in the lower courts, Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the arguments are strong that the president's moves to shield some 5 million immigrants from deportation are constitutional and have ample precedent.
These kinds of enforcement decisions were also made by President Reagan and President George H.W. Bush.
Critics contend what Obama did went well beyond those, both in number and scope. Even if he's upheld, it's unclear how many immigrants will sign up for a program that could be scrapped by Obama's successor. And either way, the ruling will land during an election campaign in which immigration is one of the hot-button issues. Mark Smith at the White House.
The administration has tapped a top official to help Flint, Michigan deal with lead in its water supply. The governor of Michigan will deal with the crisis during his State of the State address tonight. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.